Chapter 10, The Turbocharger.
Robert Kinn,
Dr. Howard began.
What the hell are you doing here?
Immediately, Rennie shook his head and clucked his tongue in disapproval. It's not nice to swear, Mr. Howard, he scolded, as if he were the teacher in this situation.
Doctor,
the man muttered under his breath. Then, turning to Robert again, he added,
Well, I'm waiting.
Robert opened his mouth, but no words came. Dr. Howard crossed his arms and drummed his fingers impatiently on his elbows. Finally, Chris came to Robert's rescue.
He was just interested in getting a closer look at your amazing invention, the electric flypaper, he said,
grabbing a nearby carton off the shelf and throwing it into Robert's hands. Dr. Howard cocked an eyebrow.
Is that true, Robert?
Yeah,
Robert said, slowly getting up off the floor.
Then what were you doing hiding in the corner? And why did you break my test tubes?
It was an accident, Robert explained. As I was looking for the flypaper, I accidentally knocked them over, and then, when I heard you coming, I was so embarrassed, I tried to hide.
The doctor snorted.
You should have just put on the light, seeing as how you have great taste in inventions and inventors. I'm letting you off with a warning this time. Now, get out of here before I change my mind.
Yeah,
Rennie joked.
Come out of the closet, Robert.
All of you,
Dr. Howard barked.
Get out of my classroom.
The three did as they were told. But as Robert passed, Dr. Howard noticed something peculiar. Robert's school bag was partly open at the top, and something familiar was jutting out of the zipper.
What is that?
He asked, tapping Robert on the shoulder.
What's what?
Robert asked, playing dumb. Dr. Howard didn't say a word. He merely pointed to the backpack, which was opening even more as Robert shifted its contents, the weight of the turbocharger pulling the zipper down even further to expose his stolen loot. Dr. Howard's eyes were ablaze.
Why?
He began.
That looks like my...
Before he could finish, Robert quickly zipped up his bag as much as he could and flew through the classroom doorway, with Rennie and Chris following close behind.
Later, Buster Brown,
Rennie called, as Chris rolled his eyes at the impromptu insult.
Wait!
Dr. Howard futilely called, running into the hallway after them as fast as his 50-year-old legs could carry him.
Stop them!
He ordered to no one in particular. Most kids in the hallway felt the same about Dr. Howard as the three students outrunning him. At best, apathy. At worst, revulsion. In other words, they were in no mood to help. In fact, one snotty student extended a leg and tripped the gangly professor, who tumbled face first onto the hard linoleum tile of the floor. Rennie peered over one shoulder to see the commotion and laughed. Then, turning to his two friends running with him, he added,
Hey guys, did you see that?
Not now, Rennie,
Chris instructed, choosing instead to focus on making their getaway. Rounding a corner, they could see the school's front entrance at the end of the hallway. Robert made the mistake of turning around, only to see Dr. Howard round the corner himself a few feet behind them. Even though he couldn't run as fast as his young students, his long legs seemed to be making up the difference. Robert and Chris decided to pick up the pace, but Rennie slowed down as he passed his dream girl.
Hey, babe,
he called.
It's Barbara,
she shouted back, bracing a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper against her chest like a shield.
Not now, Rennie,
Chris once again admonished his friend. Just then, Dr. Howard outstretched his long arm and managed to grab a few hairs off Rennie's head.
Whoa!
Rennie shouted as he sped up to match the speed of Robert and Chris. Robert knew he had to take evasive action. They were only halfway down the hall, and at the rate that their teacher was gaining, they'd never make it. Robert looked down at the box of electric flypaper still in his hand. With a few deft maneuvers, he tore open the cardboard carton, unpeeled the protective covering of the flypaper, and plugged in the tiny battery pack that came included. The electric flypaper instantly buzzed to life, and before it could sting his fingers, he threw it in Dr. Howard's direction. Catch! He called as it landed on Dr. Howard's face, clinging to his left cheek and singeing the flesh. Dr. Howard stopped in his tracks, clutched his face, and bellowed,
Ah! It burns!
Great invention, Dr. Howard!
Rennie called out behind him.
At least he got my title right this time,
the teacher thought, as he peeled the paper off, stripping some layers of skin in the process.
That bought them some time to escape through the school's main entrance. The three of them crashed through the blocky doors almost at once, bumping a few students out of the way in the process. They then raced down the stairs and headed for their dirt bikes parked against the school's bike rack. Robert frantically looked for Rennie's bike. "Where's your bike, Rennie?" he asked. "It's in the shop," he admitted. "In the shop?" Robert repeated, thunderstruck. "Today? Of all days? You knew about our plan." "I'm sorry," he apologized. "I blew out the engine last night racing it through the woods." "Never mind," Robert improvised. "Climb on the back of my bike with me."
As Chris wrapped his legs around his dirt bike
and strapped his helmet on, Rennie hesitated. "Hey, man," he joked to Robert. "You're a great guy and everything, but I really don't think you're my type."
Suddenly, the school doors behind them burst open, and a panting, irritated Dr. Howard shot forward through the crowd of departing students like a bullet. Since school was letting out, it was difficult to pinpoint the three students he was searching for, but hearing them argue with each other helped.
"There's Howard, now," Chris warned, pointing at the staircase leading to their junior high. "There's no time to argue," Robert told Rennie. "Just pretend I'm Barbara and get on already."
"Fine," Rennie said reluctantly,
planting himself on the bike seat behind Robert.
"But you owe me a dinner."
"Guards,"
Dr. Howard called to a pair of security officers on the school steps.
"Get those kids."
Robert immediately revved the engine to life as the guards bounded after them with huge, muscular strides. Chris and Robert's dirt bikes peeled away from the bike rack and out of the parking lot as the riders breathed a sigh of relief.
"We made it,"
Rennie yelled triumphantly over the roar of the engines.
"Don't break out of cake just yet," Chris warned. "Howard called the school guards on us."
"Don't worry about it," Rennie said. "How fast can those guys be?"
As if on cue, the sound of a car siren split the air between them. The three boys turned around to see the security guard's car closing in on them. "Very," Robert answered.